Christmas.
This is a piece of fabric that will weave its way through our Christmas story.
It will remind us of the most important piece of Christmas, the birth of a Savior, Jesus.
And it will also remind us that joy, hope, and love are pieces of Christmas too.
Keep an eye on this piece of fabric.
This is definitely a piece of Christmas.
And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David,
to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child.
I'm so cold, Joseph.
Let me see if I can find something to keep you warm, Mary. Look. Someone left a piece of fabric here that we could use. How does that feel?
It's very warm. I feel much better. Thank you, Joseph.
You're welcome. I know you're cold and exhausted, Mary, and I still haven't found a place for us to stay tonight.
I know you've checked everywhere, but all the inns are full. No one has room for us.
Well, we have one option.
We do?
Yes. One innkeeper said we could come back and stay at his barn if we couldn't find anywhere else to stay.
Really? Well, a barn is better than sleeping out in the cold, Joseph.
I guess you're right, Mary. At least a barn will have animals that will keep us warm.
Let's go back and tell the innkeeper we'll take him up on his offer to let us sleep in the barn. Here, Joseph.
Don't you want to take this with you?
No, thanks. We're going to have a warm place to stay tonight. Maybe someone else will need it more than I do.
Whatever you say, Mary. Are you ready to go? Then let's go. An overnight in a barn will make our trip to Bethlehem a trip that we will always remember.
The days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
Bring him on a vain pastime.
is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace.
Thanks for coming, everyone. This will be our last rehearsal before we sing to the shepherds tonight. When we arrive on the hillside, I'll start by making an announcement that a Savior has been born. Then you'll sing your song. Does everybody remember the words?
Glory, glory, glory to God. Glory, glory, glory to God.
Excellent. Now, how about the motions? First, you go up, then you go down, then you go up on the word God, and spin around and walk around in a circle with the fabric raised overhead. Great, now what about your faces? The birth of the Savior should bring great joy to all people. Show us your most joyous face. Excellent, now let's try the whole thing again, complete with motions. Wonderful. I think we're ready to deliver the good news of the birth of the Savior. Let's start with those shepherds who are watching their sheep on the hillside close to Bethlehem.
And there were, in the same country,
shepherds abiding in the fields, keeping watch over the flock by night.
Okay, sheep, it's Saturday night, and you know what that means. Bath night. Try to calm down, everyone. I know this is exciting. Okay, shepherds, do we have everything to give our sheep their bath tonight?
I've got the bucket full of water.
I got the brush to scrub the dirt off.
I've got the bubbles.
Try to calm down, everyone. I know this is exciting. What about tell to dry the sheep off when they're done with their baths tonight?
How about using that piece of fabric?
This piece of fabric will be perfect for a towel. Now we have everything to give their sheep their baths tonight. Who wants to be first?
I do.
Try to calm down, everyone. I know this is exciting. You get to be first. What's that?
An angel of the Lord came upon them, and the
glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid.
Try to calm down, everyone. I know this is exciting, but don't be afraid. I'm here with good news. This very day in David's town, a Savior has been born, Christ the Lord. And this is what will prove it unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in cloth and lying in a manger.
And suddenly
there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, "Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us." And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph, and the babe lying in the manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told to them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. Days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship him."
Oh, the stars really worn me out.
Do you need some Gatorade? It looks like you might be low on electrolytes.
Thanks, I wonder if we'll ever find the Savior.
I hope so.
Of course we'll find the Savior. God told us that all we have to do is follow the star. The star is going to lead us right to Jesus.
Well, we have already been traveling quite a few miles, so we've got to be getting close, right?
I hope so.
I bet we're almost there, carrying these gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh in our backpack. Sure adds to the load, doesn't it? I wonder if the gifts will get there in one piece.
I hope so.
I'm sure the gifts will get there safely. All I know is that this trip would be a lot easier if it wasn't so hot and sunny during the day.
How about using this piece of fabric as a little tarpaulin, as a tarpaulin to the sun?
Great idea. Let's take it with us. You carry our Gatorade and cane, and we'll provide you with a little shade. We don't want you to be all worn out whenever we finally get to worship the Savior.
I hope so.
When they had heard the king, they departed. And lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. When they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way.
Not only was I blessed with a baby boy, but the world was blessed with a Savior. Jesus is the one who brings truth and love and life to our lives. I will always treasure these gifts from God, and I will always hold these things in my heart.
Holy saints, holy.
a piece of Christmas. This is a piece of fabric from our Christmas story.
It reminded us of the most important piece of Christmas, the birth of Jesus, our Savior.
Jesus is Emmanuel, the promise that God is always with us.
Because God is with us, we are blessed with hope and love and peace every day.
May you celebrate God's presence in these pieces of Christmas throughout the year.
We are blessed. We all agree. And thank God for good directors too. Keep those kids.
No, it just, as you think about this today, you got a piece of Christmas. That's a song that we just heard, right? A piece of Christmas. You get a piece of Christmas, but you know, as I saw each one of those and how they responded, they did have to make a response to what they saw, what they heard. You know, the wise men, they had to respond. The shepherds, they had to respond. Mary and Joseph had to respond. You know, I wonder if Mary would have said, I just can't do this. God, pick somebody else. I just don't have the time for this right now. Or Joseph. Thinking about him, I want to take you to passage, and I promise I'll be quick. Matthew chapter 1 and verse 19. As he saw what was happened to his soon-to-be wife here, it says, then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. What an awesome verse. But I'd like to encourage you with this. The ball's in your court this morning. You need to respond. Joseph responded. He received this young child, took care of him, did what he needed to do because he recognized something. He recognized that, yeah, Jesus was a Greek equivalent for the name Joshua. And it was a normal name. There's something different here. You know what Joshua means? It means Yahweh is salvation. It was Yahweh. It's a self-existing one. God needs no one. He exists without anything else. He exists on his own. He's independent from anything. We always need something, don't we? Someone. I didn't come to this earth without my mom and dad, without God creating me. But yet God is self-existent, and salvation is of that self-existent one. So he says, his name shall be called Jesus. Yahweh is salvation. But then he repeats it and he says, for he shall save his people from their sins. This isn't somebody that's just a normal person coming through. This is the one who will save people from their sins. Now again, I would encourage you with this. The ball is in your court. How are you going to respond? You get a piece of Christmas. You get told the good news. I like the prayer in the song, God, we pray for peace. Got to respond. I encourage you today, you know, we do this presenting the good news, but you got to respond to the good news. You say, what is that? God is salvation. And that gift is right there. Hand it out. It becomes yours when you respond and take it. Yes, I want that salvation. For me, it was when I was 15 years old. Yes, I want Jesus. I want to have faith in him that he came not only to be born, but to die and to rise again, conquering sin and death, offering hope for the sinner, offering hope for me. And I responded when I was 15 years old. Guess what? Today could be your day. I don't know if I heard enough amens there. Today could be your day. Right before the snowstorm where we have to go and buy out all the bread and the milk. You'll be known as this day, the day not only was there a snowstorm, but I got saved. Will you respond? Let's pray. Dear Lord, I thank you so much for all that you've done and will do. And God, thank you for these kids being able to share the good news this morning. Thank you for those that helped them, the directors, the pianists, everything that is involved in this, and that we got to listen to hopefully respond to this morning. God, if there's someone here today that isn't saved, doesn't know you, God, if there's someone today that doesn't have a local church that they could be a part of, that they can grow in that peace, that they can be provoked to love and to good works, God, if there's something that we need today, may we respond. God, we love you so much. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to...